Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Pod bless, everybody. I'm your host of OPP, Corey Cambridge. And before we get started with this amazing episode, I want to tell you about my other show, Silent Giants. Silent Giants is a podcast that highlights the superstars behind the scenes of popular culture. Ever wondered who made the MTV logo? Did you know the person who wrote Earth, Wind & Fire's hit song September also wrote the theme song for the hit 90s TV show Friends? On Silent Giants, we learn more about these amazing people and dig deep to learn more about their most famous works. Be sure to check out Silent Giants on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Now, let me introduce you to our special guest of OPP.
What's up, guys? This is Chris Corso. I am the producer for the Minnesota Vikings and under center with Kirk Cousins. I am so honored to be on this show with my man over here and OPP, Other People's Podcast. Such an awesome idea. Let's get into it.
God bless, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of OPP, Other People's Podcast, highlights America's top podcasters and the dope shows they created. I'm your host, Corey Cambridge. Our special guest this episode is Chris Corso, producer of the Minnesota Vikings hit show, Under Center with Kirk Cousins. On Under Center, Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins teams up with Twin Cities legendary sports anchor Mark Rosen to deliver unique content featuring past and present Vikings players, prominent Minnesotans, and folks with a personal connection to Kirk Cousins. In our interview, we sit down with Chris Corso to learn more about him, his role as producer of the show. We learn more about how sports podcasts are playing a role in the NFL. We get his podcaster's picks. And of course, we get into his dope show, Under Center. Now, allow me to introduce you to Chris Corso. My man, Chris Corso. What's poppin', dog?
What's going on, man? It's nice to finally be on your show. I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, it's like nice to see your face. You were just like a voice for so long.
Absolutely, man. It's good to attach a face to a name, and definitely I've heard a lot about your podcast and what you got going on over there. So I'm excited to be on the show and tell you a little bit about what the Minnesota Vikings are doing podcast wise.
I mean, dog, you look like, I'm talking to you for real. You have all the Vikings gear. You got the Vikings microphone. I see the Vikings like memorabilia in the back. It feels like we're on set.
Yeah, this coronavirus time, man. We're just trying to find any ways to keep our fans engaged, create some digital and audio content. And what my setup is right in the corner of my one bedroom apartment kitchen. And I found a way to make a nice little backdrop so I can do some interviews from here. So it's been a fun/busy time. The NFL hasn't really stopped during this whole coronavirus. So it's been good to stay busy. That's for sure.
That's what's up, dog. Yeah. With coronavirus, how has your job changed, you know, and your routine or type of content that you're making right now?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So when the facility closed, I think it was a little over a month ago now. And it was a big time change just to learn how to use Skype and Microsoft Teams and Zoom. And we're lucky at the Vikings. We have so many talented technical producers, audio producers, video producers that we all kind of came together. It took a few weeks to get it down, but we have these interview setups and we have a lot of talent that's been able to do interviews and catch up with players like Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins and all of our players/national media, local media. We've really tried to buy into the draft. It's a really exciting time for Vikings fans because we have two first round picks this year. So the big topic right now is just getting fans excited for those two picks and moving forward from free agency.
Has there been a shift in the style of content you would have made pre-COVID and what you are making now? How's that content exactly changed?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, to be honest, our players and coaches are more excited to do interviews right now because no one really has anything going on. So it was really easy to get an Adam Thielen and a new wide receiver we acquired, Tajay Sharp, to get them both on a Skype and do a fun little trivia interview that I was able to do a few weeks ago. I don't know if that would have happened if we were at the facility, because it's just, you know, it's weird times. We really have taken advantage of using Skype to get people from different places in the same place. So that's just one example of a fun interview that I don't know if we would have done if we were in our facility. So we've really enjoyed taking this time to get people who you wouldn't normally get, because they have a lot of time right now and they're willing to keep talking about football because it's a welcome distraction.
Indeed, indeed. Chris, how did your journey into audio production come about? Tell me the story of that.
Absolutely. So throughout my growing up in high school, I played basketball. I played baseball. I was never a football player, but I always knew that I wanted to be a sports broadcaster / journalist. And throughout college, I went to UMass Amherst in Amherst, Massachusetts. Loved it there. Covered all the UMass sports. Did a ton of internships in college. I interned for the Mets one summer doing PR for them. I interned for the National Hockey League one summer doing some website production. And then my last summer, I interned over at ABC News in their sports department doing some video production. So I really tried to take all those skills. And when I was ready to graduate from UMass in 2015, all the NFL teams were hiring, which was like awesome for me, just because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to work in the NFL, whether it was the NFL, the MLB, or the NBA, and applied to like 8 to 10 NFL teams and one hit, and that was the Vikings. So a few months after I graduated college, I moved out to Minnesota as a digital media coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings and really just focused on creating digital content, managing the website, managing all of our digital platforms like YouTube and connected TV and stuff like that. And as I continued to manage content, I started to do some writing. And then I realized I really want to produce content as well. So really pushed to start producing content. We had a brand new team facility that was built a few years ago. And so when that was built, there was a brand new radio studio that no one really wanted to take advantage of. So I just went down there and I started producing podcasts with one of our talents at the time. And I really just took advantage of the new brand new radio studio. And now I got the audio producer added to my title here with the Vikings, which is great. So it's a combo of digital content and audio content. And I was producing like 3 to 4 radio shows / podcasts a week for the Vikings during the season this past year. So I really enjoy audio storytelling on the mic as well as off the mic, and definitely excited to get into that.
Amazing, amazing. Chris, I've interviewed lots of producers of podcasts on OPP, but I've never interviewed a producer on the sports side. What is your day-to-day like as a producer for the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, it's very interesting because really no year has been the same for me because my job has changed so much. Did the web production, did some of the writing, a little bit of on camera is definitely a passion of mine as well. But like I said, once I bought into to producing audio content and my bosses started to really buy into it and recognize the power of this audio content for the Vikings, that's kind of when I took it to the next level this past year. So the big project that I work on, and we'll get to it, is I work with our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, on his podcast called Under Center, which I'm the main producer of. And it's just such a great experience to be able to get to know him and build a relationship. And that takes a big part of my week during the season. We record on Mondays right after the game. So Sunday night through Monday is pretty much focused on helping him tell a story, getting a teammate on the show. Maybe it's a coach, maybe it's a Vikings legend. That show has really given me the ability to really reach a big audience here in the Twin Cities. It airs on our local radio affiliate on Tuesday nights throughout the season. And our affiliate, KFAN, they have such a big following. So it really just gave us a huge audience to tap into. And then I go on and make about 3 to 4 other radio shows throughout the week, as well as doing some writing and some digital content. So every day is different. That's the highlight of my week right at the beginning after the game, which I really enjoy. It's been so awesome to work with Kirk. He's one of a kind, because there aren't many athletes that have an interest like this to do a podcast during an NFL season, the day after the game. That's the content that I look for as a fan. So when I started to talk to him about this opportunity, I was so excited to do it, just even from behind the scenes, because the stuff that I hear from him and the insight I get off the camera, that's what gets me excited as a fan of the game itself.
Yeah, why is it so important for organizations to have and control their own narrative and have their own media outlets? You know, back in the day, you would just trust ESPN with your story or the perspective of the story, or go to Sports Illustrated. But why is it so important for organizations now to use podcasting as a medium to connect with fans?
Absolutely. Any organization. I don't know if you're in the NFL, the MLB, if you're in business, if you're in any profession, I can't see why you wouldn't want to get involved in podcasting. And being able to control your narrative is a big selling point for sure. I think that was the big thing with Kirk. He wanted to be able to talk to the fans and relate to the fans, being a new player here in Minnesota, show his human side a little bit, and just be able to really tell stories through his own voice and not have the media change or take a little bite of what he says. So you can take that example right there and put it towards anything. Definitely the Minnesota Vikings as a whole as well. We have a number of other podcasts with Vikings legends, with our head coach, with all different facets of the organization. So we love to tell our story while not having the media always tell our story, because they do have a right to tell the story, that's for sure. But sometimes you want to hear it straight from the Vikings.
How has this brought about team camaraderie, or help with team camaraderie, having this podcast or having podcasts be a part of the organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, speaking just from the Kirk Cousins lens, as we've been going here, he says to us, I wouldn't have had a chance to sit down with an Irv Smith Jr., our rookie tight end, for 45 minutes. I wouldn't have had a chance to hear where he grew up, where he's from, what inspires him, what made him the player he is today. I found that some of the best moments in not only this podcast, but all of our podcasts with the Minnesota Vikings are things when they're just talking about nothing that has to do with football. Just talking about life, talking about where they grew up, talking about their recruiting stories. I just love that kind of stuff, because some of these guys have all these ventures and passions that they have off the field that really tell a lot about them. One of our running backs, Amir Abdullah, told us that he produces TV shows on Netflix. He lives in LA in the off season and produces TV shows. I mean, who would have known that? Because most of the time the media just focuses on what they're doing on the football field. So that's the power of the podcast, because you could really just have a general conversation. It doesn't have to be so structured. It could be more about your guest. It could be more about your host. I really definitely enjoy that part of podcasting, because I feel like local news and newspapers, a lot of it's so structured and always has been. So I think podcasts give you the ability to tell some fun stories.
Wow. Chris, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to your podcast, Under Center, with Kirk Cousins.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And Chris, we are back, my friend.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, my G. Let's do it. Okay, so Chris, before we get started going into the show, tell me, how did you first discover the medium of podcasting in general?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of podcasts myself. I grew up in Long Island, New York, and old school radio was my thing, WFAN. I'd listen to Mike and the Mad Dog with my dad growing up, which is one of the first sports talk shows, and I just grew up a huge fan of all New York sports, and Mike and the Mad Dog was the go-to when my dad would pick me up from school or from practice or anything like that, and it's where really I got my love for sports broadcasting and audio as well. So grew up with it, grew up with a dad who was very passionate about sports, a twin brother who was very passionate about sports. So it started there. And once people started to realize that they could make their own content via podcast, that's when I really got into it.
Now, for folks who have not listened to Understanding with Kirk Cousins, please give me the elevator pitch of what the show's all about.
Absolutely. So it's pretty much during the season, you get to hear from the Vikings quarterback pretty much a day after the game. We relive the best moments of the game, sometimes the worst moments of the game. There is always a guest on the show, so a teammate or a personal connection or a coach or a Vikings legend. So you really get a full recap of the past game, which is mostly a win, we hope.
There we go.
Because when it's a loss, it's definitely we can't really have as much fun on the show. And then you really get to hear about what some of these guys are doing off the field. You get to see what goes on in the locker room because these players will talk about stories. They'll talk about nicknames. They'll talk about celebrations in the locker room. So we really want to bring the fans into the locker room through the lens of our quarterback.
Yeah. Is there a highlight episode for you or a magic moment in your producing career on the show?
Absolutely. I think probably my favorite moment this year was when Kirk was joined by his entire offensive line group on the show. So we didn't really have enough chairs in our radio studio, but we fit them all in there somehow. And one of our players, Pat Elflein, he's our left guard for the Minnesota Vikings. We came up with a nickname for Kirk because he started growing out his beard during the beginning of the year. And it was a new thing for Kirk because he's a pretty straight-laced guy. And then Pat wanted him to grow a mohawk and kind of change it up a little bit, really get that scruffiness going for the Vikings, kind of like his offensive line. And we photoshopped a whole thing with Kirk having a mullet and the whole deal. And Pat said he looked like Kurt Dirt, which is it was a Joe Dirt reference, which if you fans out there don't know about Joe Dirt and the historic David Spade movie, that was an all-time reference. So that went pretty big with our fans of the Minnesota Vikings, and it got picked up by Monday Night Football for our game against the Green Bay Packers this year, and they were able to do a segment on Monday Night Football in front of a national audience pregame, which was really cool. We were able to get some shirts out there that said Kurt Dirt on them with his new haircut. So just giving him a human side and changing it up a little bit, changing up the thoughts of Kirk. He's always so straight-laced, and this gave like his other side when he yells at teammates in the huddle and celebrates in the locker room. That's Kurt Dirt. So that's kind of what Pat Elflein was hinting at, and that's something that happened organically, which is the best.
Tell me the origin story of how Under Center came together.
Yeah, that's a great question. So when Kirk got signed by the Vikings, he was looking to do sort of a show, whether it was a podcast or a radio show. He really enjoyed in Washington with the Redskins. He was able to recap the games on the local radio affiliate over there. So when he came and saw this brand new studio at the Vikings Entertainment Network, he came down and he pretty much tried to do his own podcast the first year with a third-party company. And one of his friends used to come in and host it with him. And it wasn't the success that I think anybody was looking for. I think he really wanted to tap into the K-Fan audience that we have with our radio partner. So we gave him the studio that first year, and we built the relationship, started to get to know Kirk as a person. And heading into that next season, pretty much we approached him and said, Kirk, you want to work with the Vikings Entertainment Network and really, really do this as well as we can? And he bought into it. His reps bought into it. The relationship built. And that's really how it started. And going into year two, this was his second year with the Vikings. We did a full show. We did a episode every week of the NFL season. And I mean, we went national a bunch of times with Bleacher Report and NFL Network and ESPN, as I said before. And it was able to really give some light and some lightheartedness to him as a person, as well as him as a football player.
And from his podcast, what have you learned personally from producing this show that you didn't know before?
Yeah, so this was my first radio show that I had to produce. So producing it for Time and for ads and really having that structure. I talked about the structure before. So we would have the podcast version, which was really not structured at all, which was awesome. But then we would also have to format it for our radio affiliate as well. So I really learned how to format a show. I learned how to write a script. I learned how to prepare an athlete to be able to speak who's not as experienced as a normal broadcaster would be. Our co-host of the show was Mark Rosen, who is a longtime sports broadcaster here in the Twin Cities that's very well respected. So the combination of us three and the way we worked together really was something that grew over the weeks of the season, and really just learned how to build that trust with an athlete. I think that's probably the biggest thing, and building that trust and relationship with someone who's so important to our organization. I really enjoyed that.
What do you learn more? Or what have you learned about the players and their job as NFL athletes that you didn't know before?
Yeah, I think it helped my confidence. That's for sure. You having Kirk on your side, you can go up to a Stephon Diggs last year or Eric Kendricks or Anthony Barr. We got all the teammates on the show. So it helped my confidence to be able to talk to these guys, which I've already obviously done in the 5 years I've been with the Vikings, but definitely helped me work with all these guys and see that they're just, you know, that they're just people too. They have stories outside of football, like I said before. And that definitely helped my relationship with some of the other players. Because once you got Kirk, you got the quarterback. So you're able to go up to an Adam Thielen who his locker is right next to Kirk's and joke around a little bit, whether it's just joking around in the locker room or being able to approach guys to get them for an interview. So definitely learned a lot about our locker room throughout the year. You learn about these inside nicknames and jokes and funny stories that you would have never heard. So that's definitely the positive for our fans too, because some of the stuff they would have never known. So I think that's really what the success that we had ratings and downloads wise, I think that's where it came from.
And Chris, as the producer of the show, what do you want listeners and fans of the Minnesota Vikings to walk away with after listening to an episode of Under Center?
Yeah, I think after you listen to an episode of Under Center, you're getting the recap of the game from the most important person on the field. You're getting to learn more about Kirk and then learn more about the guest that joins the show. I mean, on one episode, Kirk went to Michigan State. So on one episode, we had Tom Izzo call in, the head coach of the men's basketball team at Michigan State. And they have a great relationship. I mean, no one would have known that. I mean, he told stories about the fact that he thinks he's going to come back in his second life and be an NFL football head coach. I mean, that's just awesome stuff. So, and I'm a big basketball fan as well. So just, I mean, you learn something new when you listen to the show, and it's not just always, it is focused on Vikings games, but it's not always focused on exactly what happens on the field.
All right, Chris, we've come to a point in the show called our Podcaster's Picks. Now, this is when I ask the special guests of this episode to provide me with their top three favorite podcasts that they enjoy that we should be listening to and describe it to the audience. So, Chris, take it away.
My number one favorite podcast, this is an easy one for me. I grew up in New York. As I said before, I'm a huge Yankees fan. You could even say maybe some of the thoughts and ideas for the Kirk Cousins show came from this, and it's called R2C2. It's CC Sabathia's podcast with a sports broadcaster named Ryan Rucco, who I'm a huge fan of. I mean, he does NBA games, he does Yankee games, he does Brooklyn Nets games. It's pretty much the CC Sabathia podcast, and it's very similar to what we're working on here. So CC is just himself. He knows everybody in baseball. He's able to tell funny stories. He talks about the NFL. He's a big Raiders fan. So I'm a big fan of R2C2. That's probably my favorite podcast. Number two would have to be, Pardon My Take is just a great, I mean, everyone probably would say that, but it's just, they invented Barstool Sports. Big Cat and PFT Commenter, they invented being able to get these athletes to show another side of them. So I've really appreciated Pardon My Take. I love listening to some of these guys just be themselves and take like away that press conference type answer. I think those guys really started that. So that'll be my number two. And let's see, number three for my favorite podcast to listen to. Let's see. I mean, they're all pretty much related to sports. So.
Very on brand.
Yeah, it's the truth. So I'd probably say my last favorite one is Talking Baseball, and that's with John Boy Media. John Boy is he's gotten pretty famous. His name's Jimmy O'Brien. He pretty much found out how the Houston Astros were the cheating scandal that was going on last year. He created these YouTube videos that really showed the trash cans banging, and the videos went viral and had like millions of views on them on Twitter. He has really, really good podcasts on the Yankees, on baseball. Two things I'm a big fan of outside the NFL. So I really enjoy what those guys do over there. They're up and coming, but definitely keep an eye out because they do some really good stuff if you're a fan of baseball.
Wow. And Chris, before we get out of here, why do you podcast, my friend?
Yeah, so I podcast just because it's a fun way to tell stories. And I know people like short form content nowadays. They like to just swipe on their phones or on their computers. But I know that there's still a place for long form storytelling. And I think that one of the best places for that these days is podcasts, whether it's in sports, whether it's in politics, whether it's in entertainment. I think that podcasts really bring out the people and they bring out the stories. So that's why I enjoy podcasts.
Well, Chris Curso, man, it's long overdue. I feel like I've known you forever now. I feel like old friends.
Absolutely. We've learned a lot about each other, man. I definitely appreciate what you do here. And I know that you're in my home state over there in New York, and I hope you're staying safe out there. But definitely it's been great to connect with you over this time. And yeah, we've learned a lot. That's for sure.
For sure, man. For sure. I appreciate what you do and what you bring to the podcasting space, man. And everybody, please go out. Check out Under Center with Kirk Cousins on Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. We're out of here. Take it, Chris.
Awesome, man.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of OPP and to our special guest, Chris Curso. You can find his amazing podcast, Under Center with Kirk Cousins, on Apple, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. This episode was mixed by Compost Media Flow. Music for this episode was produced by Richie Quake. And are you down with OPP? If so, please be sure to check out our website, opp.news, for the latest in podcast industry news, podcast reviews, and our latest exclusive interviews. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter as well. Well, I'm your host and editor-in-chief of OPP.news, Corey Cambridge, signing off. Till next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.